Friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Aruch HaTshuva. We're on Arav Zatzal, we're on Perek Zayin Os Vav, and this shiur should be a special schus for Avi Mori Nimi Morasi, for Yosef Ezra ben Esther, and for Pinchas Elimelech ben Bela Freidel. A person who sins is liable to think that he's finished, he's sinned, he's lost, it's over. However, the truth is just the opposite. Omer Rav, tzrichim lahamik meod be'emunas ha'tshuva. We have to go very in depth into the faith of tshuva that teaches us that everything can be fixed. V'liyaz batuach shebehir tshuva levad gam kein misaknim harbeis atzma v'sa'olam. And to be sure that by just thinking about tshuva alone, we fix a lot, yourself and the world. Says in the Gemara, "Gedol tshuva shebishvil yachad shasa tshuva mochlam lo lechol olam kula." Tshuva is so great that for a yachad that does tshuva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu forgives the whole world. Shebehir tshuva levad gam kein misaknim harbeis atzmo v'esa olam. Just to hear a tshuva, just the thought, like we have the Gemara that a person's a mekadesh amani sheni tzadik. And condition that I'm a tzaddik, even if he's a Rasha Gomer, she's Mikudeshes. Because a person can think tshuva, and he can instantaneously turn into a tzaddik. So Al Pi Rov, a person who has a Rurei tshuva is often a sad person, because he hasn't fixed anything. All he has is guilt. But we have to know that you fixed. After you have a hero tshuva, you should be much happier than you were before, because tshuva changed you. Tshuva changed the mitzvahs. And certainly, when the hero turned into a person decided that he's going to do tshuva, it isn't just a hero, it's now going to be translated into maisa. And when he's connected to Torah and to wisdom, certainly when a person is connected to Torah, to Yerushimayim, and certainly when he does tshuva me'ava, he should be zeir tzufriden, he should be very, very pleased, very happy with himself. And he should appease himself, console his tired soul. That's what it means, nahala. It's based on the pasuk in Micha. The person's tired, he's just spiritually tired, he's finished. No, tell your soul that you have to be mischazik. Because Dvar Hashem is like a man whose mother consoles him, so I will console you. So we have to know that there's a huge gap between a person who didn't have a Hira Tshuva and a person who did. And that's a big yisod, that we always have to be besimcha when we're doing tshuva. We feel bad and then we say, oh, but I'm doing tshuva, so I feel great. And if a person finds in himself sins between man and man, and he's too weak to fix them, nevertheless, he should not lose, not be despair of the great fixing of tshuva. Why not be misyayish? He says that he's too weak to fix his. Since Ben Lachaver, the answer is Kiare Avona Shemin Lamokum Shishabalaim Raim Nimcholim. When you sin between man and God, those sins are forgiven. Bim Kenyesh Lodun Shachalokim Anisharim Shalotik and Adain Yubatalim Barov. And therefore, maybe we can say that what remains, is going to be Batal Barov. It's going to be nullified in the Rov that was already forgiven. Since many of his sins have already been forgiven, and we call makom, a person shouldn't be chas v'shalom adish. He shouldn't chas v'shalom be apathetic to his sins. You should be very careful not to stumble in any sin ben adam lechaveiro. Because God is a racham of a kol masiv. God will forgive you if you do proper tshuva, but your friend, sometimes people can be very stubborn. And to fix everything you can from the past in a way of wisdom and a strengthening of spirit. You need chachma, because a lot of times a sin caused a lot of complexities in life, and you need omitz ruach, you need courage to ask for mechila. Hinotzel kitzvi miad uketzipor miad yakush. Pasuk in Mishlei Vav Hey. Run away from sin like a deer and a bird who are running away from people trying to hunt them down. But don't be misyayish as a result of the sins that you haven't fixed. But rather you should hold the strength of Torah and Avodah Hashem with all your heart, with Simcha, with Yir and Ava. That's the Chiddush of the Rav in Aras HaTshuva, like he writes in Igeres Shinayin Ches, V'davka lehovilam b'smachos v'gil v'lo shum derech oitzev v'ruach oizu gvuras ram b'mesilas kodesh v'lus v'musukolos. So to bring them with great joy, without any sadness, with a strong spirit, and holy paved paths. So that's the idea of tshuva in Aras HaTshuva, is to do tshuva b'simcha. Simcha b'ava. So don't ever be misyayish. You can fix it. You still have a chance. You can, those that you fixed already can be mevatel b'rov, those that you didn't fix, which is a big chiddush. And you should try to fix whatever you can. But even if in the meantime you can't, hold on with simcha yir and ava, and eventually, mirtz Hashem, you'll get there. Now we move on to Perek Zayin, Os Zayin, Lahamik Harbi, Tzrichim Yisod HaTshuva HaTshara Yor Kol Kach Ad Shezichron Kol Chayit Yor Bo Regi Simcha HaTzumah. The idea shall Aschus HaGadol HaShem Ha'ir Abhem HaYitek Dushis HaTshuva Shi'or HaShem HaPol B'tikon Olam Yisod HaBriyah. So we have to go very deep into the Yisod of Tshuva until the light of Tshuva shines so much, until the memory of any sin should arouse in you this feeling of great joy. Why great joy? Because of the knowledge of the Schus Gedola that is shining because of the Kedusha of Tshuva, which is the light of God that is active in fixing the world, the foundation of creation. So that's an amazing chiddush, that a person should be happy when he remembers his sins, because he knows what he was zochet to tshuva. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos Peites Amud Beis, Im yuchatoichem kashanim kashelag yalbinu. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, Im yuchatoichem kashanim halalu shesturu sibos mishesh meberashis vad achshav kashelag yalbinu. If your sins are like those years that are organized from 6 days of creation until now, they'll become white like snow. Tzadok HaKohen writes in Sitka Tzadik, Ikra Tshuva Chiyar Hashem Eino Shiz Donos Keschuyos. Vatzalom Mishiyakir V'yavin Shekom Mashachot Ha'ya Gam Ken Baratzen Hashem Yisbarach. You hear that? To know that it was all from God. And if you do that, that even your sins were from God, then all of your Zedonos, will be turned into schuyos, because you knew it was all from Hashem. So tshuva is your meshiv also dabra al Hashem Yisbarach. Shemakir shakol pol Hashem Yisbarach v'kocha afila machshav atarim notzer b'libi shel adam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol is in a person's sin. A person wouldn't be able to do without Hashem. So it's recognizing that it's from Hashem. So this is all the sins of creation are all part of the mahalach, all part of the tahalich, the process of fixing us. So that's a big yisod of the Ishbitzer. I don't know if all of the Balei Machshava would agree with this, but that's how Tzadik explains tshuva. To know that it's from Hashem, and that's the tshuva, that then it turns into schuyas. Just like Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, it's Duros Lefana. If your sins are like these years that are organized in front of me like Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, I'm going to turn it into white, which Rav Tzadok says means, just like I created the world, everything's in front of me, so too are your sins. continues the Rav, Perek Ches, that through tshuva, a person uproots the rotten parts of himself, and it hurts. Hamachov shemagishim b'rayin atshuva b'reishis richasu b'apnei hanitukim shechokei nefesh haroim she'enam takana kol zman she'em mechubar mechativ achas borganius hanafshis mekalkulim es kol hanefesh upog mimosa v'adei atshuva em holchim enitokim enakor mi'atzmius hanefesh ha'yisodis b'ikar, that the pain that a person feels with the idea of tshuva when it starts shining, it's only going to be at the beginning, is because of the nitukim, because of the detachments, that the bad parts of the soul that have no takana, as long as they are connected, they have a takana, just not when they're connected. So you have to detach them. As long as they're connected in one unit, organically, to one's soul, they are makalkel, they ruin, they corrupt the whole nefesh. And by tshuva, they're uprooted from the atzmius hanefesh, v'chol nityuk mevi ke'ev, just like an amputation. It hurts. Ke'ev shalakira sevarim akulkom v'krisasim itam refor. Sometimes you have to amputate a rotten limb so it doesn't infect the rest of the body. That's what it means sometimes. People like to hold on to sins. People like to hold on to various parts of their personality, but it's bad, they have to get rid of it. Ve'elem ha'yisurim ha'yosir p'nimim shal yodim uvehem ha'odam yoytze l'cheiris me'abdus ha'chashuch ha'shal chatov. And these are the deeper yisurim through which a person goes out to cheiros. This is what frees you from the dark servitude of your sins and his low inclinations and their bitter outcomes. Tshuva frees you from this horrible Yetzirah and makes you a Ben Chor. How do we know, ask the Gemara, that Yisurim take a person to Cheres? Mikal v'chomer mishen v'ayin she'eved yotze ben l'cheres. Barachas ha'amid aleph. An eved that was harmed in his shein v'ayin goes out l'cheres. Kal v'chomer adam. That when a person has Yisurim in his whole personality, that he has to get rid of the bad parts. A certain time a person likes to watch movies or listen to inappropriate music or speak a certain way or go certain places or watch certain things, see certain things, have certain type of friends. All these things are painful to get rid of. It's so much part of him. But when he uproots them, he's free. He's free from the Yetzer Hara. So, Chora, Pshat in the Pasuk is, as fortunate a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Yisurim and also teaches him Torah, as if we're talking about two different things. So why is a person fortunate when he gets Yisurim? So, Al Tikri Telamdenu, teach him, Ela Telamdenu, teach us. Torah teaches us this. And Torah teaches us that it's a kavachomer mishein v'ayin. Shein v'ayin is one aver and eved yotze l'cheiris yisurim. Shememarkim kol gufu shel adam. Yisurim that purify the whole guf of a person, certainly. So when a person has these yisurim of uprooting chelke hanefesh haroim, the evil parts of himself, so then that's the greatest. That's yisurim and that's tshuva. That's that purifies him. Frees him. It's like when an Eved loses shame v'ayin, he goes l'cheiros, this person is losing parts of his personality. He's making an operation of parts of his psyche. That's very hard. So certainly he's going to be freed. Amshich harav be'ot bet. Hamachovim ha'gedol ha'matok from ha'senefesh al-dei rayin ha'tshuv alf b'shalafamim nirim hem ki'ilu hem boim mitzad yiras ha'onesh. So these great pains that attack the soul for the idea of tshuva, even though sometimes it seems that they're coming because a person's afraid of punishment. So the Rav says, no. En atochen apnimi shelam kim yisurim atzmim. So the depth of them is yiras haromimus. More pnimistic yisurim. שהנשמה נכבס בהם מפני שהחית מחיבוסה שהוא נגד כל תנאי חייה. The neshama is burned from them because sin causes it pain, because it's against all the conditions of its life. The neshama has yisurim because sin is against its nature. Ve'la yisurim ba'atzmam, the yisurei hakeiv al hachet, him emarkim osa, they purify him. Ve'adam ha'makir ba'kor pnimis es ha'oitzer ha'toiv ha'munach b'sechi yusim shal yisurim elu. When a person understands that me'ever la yisurim ha'chitzoneim, these are pnimistic yisurim that prove that he has a pure neshama, u'makabal oisim be'ahava gemur v'daito m'siyah shevis ben, he's makabal them with complete ahava, kol ha'sameh v'yisurim state Shabbaim Olav Nevi Yeshua Le'olam, as it says in the Pasuk, this Tainus Chesamad Aleph Pasuk in Yishayah Samut Dalet Bohem Olam V'Nivrasha. So these Yisamech B'Yisurim, you bring Yeshua Bo'ovav Ketzeis HaShemesh B'Gvura Asa, it's like the power of the sun. So a person has to be happy with these Yisurim. These are great that you're purifying yourself. V'Ze'olav V'Mailas Rabbis V'Zamudim Miskayim B'Yadah, you go on the high Madregas and your learning stays with you. You don't forget the Torah because you're connected to it. His internal nature is purified, it's perfected. And the bad impressions that sin made on him is erased. And they're changed into good simanim. The splendor of one's soul is emphasized. The internal beauty of the neshama is now going to be accentuated, and that's b'schus ha'yisurim ha'yaser pnimim. A person has yisurim, purifies him, and he goes to a much higher level. So we shouldn't be sad about these yisurim. We should be happy that we have these yisurim, that we feel rotten about our sins. Every sin causes sadness in the heart. Why? Because it contradicts the unity between the individual personality and all of creation. Evil is sin is evil. So the sin causes a stira between his personal nature, his personality, his ishiut pratit, and the general harmony of the world. Because it's supposed to be good, the world is good, so his personality should also be good. So this stira, this gap, this contradiction causes him a lot of tsar. Umisrapi, who in this sin is healed, Raka Yidei Tshuva, only through Tshuva, is Arech Olav Ba. Or Hashefa Elyon Shela Idealius Ashela Havoyas Hamitzius. The Mitzius is ideal, is good, and a person who sins is sealed before this Mitzius. But Tshuva causes that the great light of the Mitzius will go and shine on him, and the person will be breathing pure holy air. And then a person returns to live in the harmony of all of reality. And then he's healed from the sickness of sin. Omnam yisod atzar inenom etzem achet bavada. The tzar isn't only from the fact that a person sins. Kiim miyisodu shel achet mitochem mahalach hanefesh. The maisa of the chet testifies that there's this something rotten inside a person. Shenasa hafuch miseder hayeshus hazarachas bor yasher loki buchol amatzoi hamurgan beachtes v'kivun meule. So there's this great light in creation, like the sun that sends its rays without stopping, constantly. And everything is very mechuvan, everything is very meduyak, but a person sins, there's this shibush, something is messed up in his soul. And memela, the light of God, the or ha-yosher ha-loki that the Rav calls, isn't shining inside of him. So he's against the normal, healthy metzias. And that's why he's such tsar. The Metzius is the light of God, and he's cutting himself off from that, like we saw in the previous year. That the Rav sees how sins seal you off from the light of Hashem. Pneza Osam Asher Nafshim Rami Yisod, to those who are evil from the foundation, those who are rotten to the core, Vishar Shachatayim Kulam Munach B'dei Hoseim B'shifasam Tchunas Levavam. And the root of sin is in their opinions and their desires, their hearts. So these are Roy Ayin, they're pessimistic. Sha'olam Kulam Nerolam B'tzeva Kol Kach Shechor Asha'adin Tachlis. Everything looks so dark, everything looks like it's lost. Haim, those who have an evil soul from the very foundation, these corrupt people, these roi ayin people, haim, they're misramim ala olam balachaim, bale atzibu detchol, shelaga mikol avayu ischok aksil, shelaya de lahavin kitoiv Hashem lakol. So they complain about everything in life. They have this atzibu detchol, this sadness of the spleen. Atzvus in the Zohar connects to the spleen. That's what the Rav is referring to, as Rav Tzvi Yehuda points out. The Rav writes in Ein Ayan, Chelek Beis, in page 340, Hasimcha she'aksilim koinim oiso mishtadlim ba'asagoso Ein abola mikoch ha'karosim be'etzem hoid ha'chaim ki mibrichosim imitzar shal yogun ve'itzev ha'kein yisrachaku b'midas simchosim o'gvul ha'olus It's talking about people who want to run away from the from tzar. So they have a life of holiness, of this empty, lightheaded holiness, this partying. The os is the tchol, because deep down they're really sad, and that's where the tchol comes from. It's too much simcha, it's over as hagvul, and it's not because a person understands how great simcha is, it's because he's running away from the evil. So that's the bad simcha, that's the bad tchol. Obviously we're supposed to have a good and the right midah for the right reasons. So these people, Balei Atzibu Ditchol, they're complaining about life. And they make fun of creation. That's the Schok Aksil, the laughter of the fool. Like it says in Koheles, Kikikol Asirim Tachas Asir, Kein Schok Aksil Gamzer. And they don't understand the Tov Hashem Lakol. Whereas the optimistic Hashkofa doesn't look at the world as if it's just a bunch of detached episodes and events. Tzav l'tzav, kov tzav l'tzav, kov l'kav, kav l'kav, zirsham zirsham, like it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. But rather, it looks at the whole Metzius with one overarching view, and it knows that Tov Hashem l'kol, that God is good to everything and everybody. Alright, so we have a lot more to do, but Baruch Hashem, we learned a few very beautiful passages, and B'Tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.